Tuesday, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh, Rabotai. Qiri'ah. Do Qiri'ah, you know, Rachmana Litzlan, if there's Avelut on Rosh Chodesh, so Qor'im Alamet Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, we do, I give it to Shabbos, it's Qiri'ah Mikoran. قریه میکنن و قریه واجبه هم واسه مرد واسه زن خانم ها هم به طرح خانم ها تو خونه بکنن سو به خاطر تصنیعوت این مسپیدین علمت به روش خودش اینا در حلقایی از سینس روش خودش از یوم سیمخا و قدوشال اسرائیل سو تو مکه هسپد هسپد means that when you talk about the نفتار Usually they say Hesped, the letters is Hefsed. What did we lose? I first heard this from Rav Bess when his father passed away. That he said Hesped, the letters are Hefsed. What did we lose? And usually they would elaborate on the Midot of the Niftar. So here, on Rosh Chodesh, En Maspidin Alamed Rosh Chodesh. מפני מעלותו וקדושתו של היום. אז בסדר, יום שמחה. ואולם לתלמיד חכם משל ההלוויה בלבד, מספידים. את תלמיד חכם בשבת ההלוויה, not when they get together in the shul for shiva, etc. But בשעת ההלוויה, when they go to the בית ה-HDM, over there, they could be מספיד לתלמיד חכם. And also maspidim melamed tinogot shebetraban shegoveitim latora dinok talmid chacham umutar laspido. But other than that, there is no hesped. And here, this Harav Blanki, he says uzuchurani. He says, I remember, like you know, over 30 years ago, Rav Ovadia's father, Rabbi Yaakov Ovadia, right? He had a store in Shchunat Abucharim. Right, he passed away. Aviv shel Maran Malka, Harishon Letzion, she'ne'ercha b'yeshivat Or HaChaim, in Rav Elbaz's yeshiva, they had a hesped for him. And it was v'leil ha'shiva chal b'leil Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. And the night the shiva was there. It wasn't the burial, the shiva was in Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And it was b'leil Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Tafshin Mem Zayin. So he said, Hespedim Hechelu Mibod Yom, Kaftet Tammuz, still it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, Kodem HaShegia, Alidei Rabbanim, Gedolei HaDor, everybody was Masvid. Then, when it was Rav Ovadia's turn, it was already Rosh Chodesh. It was after sunset. Vaaz Maran Higdim, Shekevan Shekvar Higya Rosh Chodesh, Because now it's already Rosh Chodesh, right? Ein rashay lehaspid, so he cannot be maspid his father. V'diber divrei musar v'hitorerut me'inyanei hashoah. It's beautiful, right? Now, here in our community, people are now, you know, whoever passes away, they make on Rosh Chodesh. They make hafta shabbat, they get on Rosh Chodesh, migiran. And you see, so again, but we have to know the halakha. The halakha is that you cannot be maspid really. You cannot be maspid the met. So what to do is to give the very general, the very hit or a root musar that is allowed. Rav Ovadia, that's what did for his father. That was after Shkev Rosh Chodesh. So he said, diber divrei musar ve hit or a root. So you see, this is really, it happens a lot. You know, but in the Persian community, no matter who passes after Shabbat, Begiran, even if it's Rosh Chodesh, they do it and it's okay. But people that go to speak there, they have to be careful, the Rabbanim, not to be Maspid Amet. If it's Rosh Chodesh, not to, you know, just to say Divrei, right, they could say, to say Divrei Musar. So he's done. Why? It's also, we have to realize This is his damnut neota lachdir beleva avelim yirat shomayim Torah. We have to say somebody is avel, right? He said, you know, it says, you know, the Gemara says, tefilot haavot tiknum, haavot tiknum. We have the avot, you know, when av passes away, you see, the time is very ripe to give people divrei musara nitorerut. It's mamash. They are very, very prone to it. La'atot musar b'shmirat Torah mitzvot u'bechinuch b'nehem la'Torah. To talk about, you know, Jewish education and general divrei musar. And he brings, it's you know, Katav Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Beit Avel Nigra Beit Ta'ama. Rabbeinu Yerucham is from the Rishonim. He says, Beit Avel, the house of Avel, it's called Beit Ta'ama. Why? Al Shem Shedorshim Sham Venuhagim Ta'am, Venotim Ta'am, Al Ma'ir Alehem. Because you see, people, you know, could talk, they are almost ready to hear. You can give reasoning, what is life, what is death, what is the Acharit HaYomim, Kedei She'achzeru B'Tshuva, right? That this way, you know, the Avelim, there are so many people that they become Ba'ale Tshuva, even in our community, after they have a loss. Because the house is like Beit Ta'ama. Dorshim Sham V'Notnim Ta'am. Right, al ma she'era lehem, kedei she'achzeru b'tshuva. And mamash, you know, it's so true. So many people, right, they become ba'ale tshuva after they are in avedut. So therefore, bottom line is that, you know, we do not say hesped on the niftar on Rosh Chodesh, but divrei musar nitorerut, it's very proper. Also, siddur hadin la'achar hagevura, omrim siddur hadin. ולדעת מורן השולחן ערוך גם אם יום הגבורה חל בראש חודש או בכל המועד או בחנוכה פורים אפילו ביום טוב שני של חוץ לארץ אומרים סידור הדין because סידור הדין is not הספד but rather it's הודאה וקבלת דין שמיים ועיר מרן רבנו יוסף קארו ואנחנו נוהגים לומר סידור הדין בכל הימים זולת בימים טובים only on Yom Tov, right? But here there is a big divide between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. Minhag Ashkenaz, שבכל יום שאין אומרים בו תחנון, אין אומרים בו צידוגדים. Right? But Ashkenazim, the Rama says not to. That, you know, that on Rosh Chodesh, they don't say צידוגדים. Why? Because Shema Yavo Lidi Hespet. Because maybe from that they're going to come to make Hespet. ולכן הם אומרים אותו לאחר חצות היום בערב שבת, right? So they, you know, the Ashkenazim don't, but ספרדים do, right? במקום שאין מנהג ידוע, כמו ברוב חודם, אין להם מנהג קדום, ממש כפי שמצאו ברחוב של ירושלים, ברור שיעשו כדעת מורה שכן ערוך, שגיבלנו הוראותיו. So here seems to be a divide. See, I think I made that mistake, and sometimes I did not say Sidur Adin on Rosh Chodesh. But it seems like, you know, Sidur Adin is said, and Geri'ah is also made. Rabbi Chananya ben Arashi Omer Ratzan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael Lefichach.